Thank you, Vice President. Swaziland warmly welcomes the delegation of Zimbabwe, led by the Vice President, His Excellency Mnangagwa, and thank them for presenting a very comprehensive report. My delegation commends the government of Zimbabwe for work done since their review in 2011 to strengthen and, when necessary, create the institutions to give effect to the recommendations received. The adoption of the Constitution in 2013 paved the way for the reinforcement of the institutional framework for the promotion and protection of human rights by establishing new institutions such as the Constitutional Court, the National Prosecuting Authority, the Zimbabwe Gender Commission, and the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission is a positive development. Close to the heart of my delegation are the human rights of women and children. And in this regard, would like to congratulate the government of Zimbabwe for outlawing child marriages and also realigning inheritance laws, especially for women. We further laud the broad-based women economic empowerment framework, which is being implemented and has resulted in an increase in women's participation in economic sectors such as agriculture and mining. We applaud government's efforts to prioritize sustainable agriculture and continuously ensure that education and health ministries receive the highest budget allocation, therefore ensuring sustainable development. I thank you.